Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Stevie Dan bring this back, major rock and roll, that band. We're glad we have them. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Wally Bach, writing a book with Wally.com. Folks, that's the website I encourage you to go to. Wally will help you. Whatever you need, he'll either help you or he'll find someone who can, which he's helped me with it, I promise you. My new book and my last book, for that matter, would not have been the level of quality that they are without Wally. Wally, thanks again for being here.
Thank you.
Let's continue our conversation about how publishing has changed. You were talking about the guy who said the publisher approached him and he talked to them about their deal and he said, I'll write one for you another time, but I'm going to do this one on my own. I had that happen to me a few years ago. They heard I was working on a couple of three new books, which are the two that I've just published in the last 4 years. And they said, we heard you're publishing these books. We want to talk about it. I said, okay, let's talk about it. And the problem for me was they weren't willing to take into consideration that I already had some capability full capability, actually, but I had capability, but I also had customers.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted – it was obvious to me they didn't want to publish my book. They wanted my customers.
Yep.
And they wanted me to take the hindmost – on my customers' business and let them have the foremost.
Yep.
And I said, you know what? Have a good life.
Well, there's different kinds of publishers out there. So I'll put in the plugs for one that I know is good, and that's the folks at Barrett Kohler.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
Those
people and the other, what's the other folks? Not Raymond James, I think in a minute. There's three or four out there, Greenleaf and some of those others that are, yep. they're sort of hybrid 21st century type publishers, not like the old New York types, right? Like most people think of.
Right. And that Greenleaf is a real good example. Barrett Kohler is more like the regular legacy publishers. Greenleaf is really a different kind of model.
I thought Barrett Kohler also did some kind of some hybrid type of publishing.
They really do, but mostly they don't. Okay. I mean, mostly they do books like everybody does books. The thing that they do is they really get involved in the book. I mean, they work with authors in a way that it goes back to I published my first book in 1972.
Yeah.
Okay. With the stirring romantic title, Budgeting for First Line Supervisor. But I had great editors. I mean, I worked with a guy named John Anderson, and I like to talk about how he'd say, how many drafts did you do on this? And, of course, I'd lie and say two. And he'd say, come around here. Then he'd start marking it up.
Come around here.
Well, yeah, he'd bring me around behind his desk and he'd start marking it up. But he was so good at teaching me what it takes, how a book is different from other kinds of writing, what it takes to do a good book.
And he did it without hijacking your book.
Well, in that thing, it wasn't a hijacking kind of issue. He was giving me books to write more or less on assignment.
Yeah.
So they come in and say, can you do a book on this? And I'd say, yes. Say,
yeah.
The part where I start to pick my own targets came later in my career.
But they will hijack your book. Editors, you got to be careful about editors. And that's the dicey part about writing a book. I have to stick that in here. Some editors are golden. Really? Some of them are nightmares.
If you're working with a regular publisher, though, the reason that they're picky is because they're taking the financial risk.
Right.
Like I like to remind clients, if you publish it yourself, self-publishing means you're the publisher.
That's right.
And that means you take the financial risk. So it's kind of like, you know, you pay and you make the choices. What's happened, though, is that so many people are self-publishing that you have suddenly got 8-10 times the competition you would have had before.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's got to be a better book. It's got to be like that next one you got coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do an okay book.
You have to be devoted to quality, but first you have to know what quality looks like, and then you have to be devoted to that.
Well, but you also have to know how to get to quality.
Yeah,
I mean, the number of people that I work with when I say, you know, we're going to go through on average 4 to 5 drafts. I've had clients go through 20, but most of the time it's 4 or 5. We're going to send it out to beta readers. They're going to tell us what they think. We're going to make some changes.
Right.
Then you're going to get done. You're going to send it off to a professional editor. They say, I don't need all that. I had a conversation with a guy last week who said that. And I said, well, then you need to work with somebody else. Because I'm too old to do projects I'm not excited about, and I am not going to work on okay stuff. We're going to either try to write a great book or we're going to do something else. And so he's off trying to find somebody else to work with.
Yeah. Of course it depends on what your book to be. If you want to just get your book out, get it on paper and give it to the family, which that's fine. If that's what you want, then go for it. But if you want it to be a literary piece, a literary work, something that somebody would want to buy and hold on to, and you'd be really, really, really proud of it, that's a different step. We'll come back. I want to talk about how to sell your book, and for example.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.